year, one thing Pastor Hubert tried to encourage us on was to glorify the Lord. That is our theme for 2018. Who knew it would come so applicable, right? Who knew? Open your Bibles up to Psalm 115 tonight. We good? All right, Psalm 115. I'm going to actually read the entire passage, then we'll highlight some verses in it. Psalm 115. The Bible says in verse 1, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, and man, in the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which have made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for this passage. And Lord, as we examine it, Lord, help us to... Lord, help us to glorify you. Help us to please you. Help us to do right by you. Lord, help us to make it all about you. Lord, we love you, and I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 115 says, "Now unto us, O Lord," I'm sorry, "not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake." I came in here tonight, and as I was walking in, some of the ladies were singing. I think it was Maddie and Mrs. Huber and Mrs. Buck. And they were singing that song, "It's All About Him." They sang it tonight. My very first point on verse 1, all about Him. It's all about the Lord. It reminds us multiple times, hey, remember, this is not about you. You know, sometimes we get a little... ever see a child have a pity party? Nate, have you ever seen a child have a little pity party? No, it's worse than a child having a pity party. An adult having a pity party. Woe is me. Know what we think? It's about us. But it's not about us. It's about God. It's about the Lord, and it's about us giving glory to God. It's about His mercy. It's all about Him. And sometimes we get sideways with life when we try and make it about us. Well, I don't feel and I don't like. Careful that you not make a house and stay there. Move through that quickly. Because it's not about you. Know what we do? Sometimes we build our little place right on the throne of God and say, this is more important. My problem is more important than God Himself. And we make the idol like it says here. What was that verse? It goes through and it describes this, these idols. And he says, they that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. Know what that is? That's me trusting in me. Like I know what's best. Like I know what's best in all of it. The quicker I can come to the realization that it's not what I think is best, but what God thinks is best, the better I will do. I know that's not easy to hear, and I know that's not an easy pill to swallow, but it's the truth of the matter. It's all about Him. And our life ought to glorify God. Isn't that what the sign says? That God would be glorified in me. That I would point other people to Jesus Christ. That I would point other people to God. That when they look in verse 2 where it says, wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? Hey, look up. I'll show you where my God is. I'll testify. It's nothing of this world. It's not with hands. It's not with all of these things. It's not me. I remember, oh man, it must have been 20 years ago. I was in Bible Institute over at First Bible Baptist Church, and the fear of the enemy of the church. How many of you remember this now? Maybe, Brother Parrott, oh, maybe you remember. The New Age movement. Remember that? Man, if we had a dollar every time I heard that phrase, the building would be paid off 100 times over. The New Age, that's the New Age movement. It's all of that. Hey, you know what the enemy of the church is today? You. Humanism. What man thinks trumps what God thinks. And it is infiltrating the hearts and minds of Christians. That what I think is more important than what God has done. But the truth of the matter is this. God is who He is, and it's all about Him to give Him glory. My job is to help people see that. So in days like today, I remember that my life is to give glory to God. And He can take it and do with it however He wants. We heard preaching for years about that from Pastor Huber's very own mouth. And God was just doing what He said He would do. And I can't get mad at God about it. Because I trust Him. And somehow, in some way, God gets glory from all this. Would I have done it differently? Yes. But I'm a Christian and I follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that God is in control. And I believe that all of this glorifies God. And I want to be part of it. I want to be part of the part that glorifies God. I don't want to be part of the one that distracts from the glory of God. I want the heathen to look at me and say, where is their God? There. Sitting upon His throne, high and lifted up. Verse 5. Speaking of their gods, they have mouths, but they speak not. See, they're talking about idolatry. And they make these gods with their hands, and the little gods have mouths. But they speak not. Is that God? Does God speak? He does. He speaks to me. Does He speak to you? Yes. Yes, He does. John 10:27. Look there. Hold. Keep your hand in Psalm 115. But my God speaks. Yes, He has a mouth, but He also speaks. John chapter 10 and verse 27. We're going to look briefly tonight at how God satisfies each one of these things. John 10, 27 says, "My sheep hear my voice." That means God speaks. For God to have a voice means that God speaks. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." In response to the voice of God, we follow. I was talking to a young person this past week. They told me that they were thankful for the Word of God because it speaks to their heart. Isn't it good to have the Word of God, how it speaks to us personally every single day? My God not only has a mouth, but He does speak. Not only does He have eyes, but He sees, it says. Look at Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 3. "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. My God sees me." He knows me. He knows you. He sees you. Not only does He see you, He sees your thoughts and intentions. I don't know how He sees that. As a parent, we can kind of see what our children were intending as we caught them in the act. Even though they might say something differently. "I saw it in your eyes." "No, I was going to hug him." "No, you're coming in pretty quick for a hug. And your hands were like this." The Lord sees. You know what it says? And we always think, I better be careful. He sees the negative, and He does. But also says that He beholds the evil and the good. God notices. If you ever feel like this is a worthless cause, and I don't know why I'm doing this, and you're doing it because God sees you. Not only does God speak to us, but He sees us. And He hears us. The Bible says in 1 John, well, go to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John 5, 14. "This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according..." What are those next three words? Let's get there. I'm sorry. 1 John 5, 14. "This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us." Lord, give me $1 million. Why didn't God answer my prayers? Maybe it wasn't His will. Which brings us back to the very first point. It's all about glorifying Him, not making us look good. And a lot of our prayers are schemed around what makes us look good. But God hears us in verse 15. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. I know that He hears me. So how do you know? Because He's done things in my life that are way too specific to not hear. He was eavesdropping on my heart. Look at Psalm 66. And verse 17. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. He has a mouth, but he also speaks. He sees, he hears. In that passage in Psalm 115, it says that they had noses, but they don't smell. And it's like, well, what do we do with the smell of the Lord? But how about this? Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 8. And when he had... Sword drills. Go. Revelation 5:8 says, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Our prayers are precious to him, and they're sweet smelling savor unto him. Revelation chapter 8 and verse 3. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. The prayers of the saints were sweet incense. You know what incense is? It's that stuff that you burn and it gives off a fragrance. If you burn incense in the corner of a room, it doesn't matter where you are in that room, you smell it. It fills the room. Just a little thing will fill the whole room. Maybe even the room before. And when you walk out, you smell like it. Right? Again, it's kind of like, on the negative side, like cigarette smoke, right? People are like, no, I don't smoke. You're lying. Like, you can't say you don't. Then you're eating cigarettes or something. I don't know. You burn incense and you just smell like that. So when the Lord walks around, I don't know how it all works. I don't know if he ever leaves his throne. But you know what he smells like? He smells like the prayers of the saints. And it says that it's a sweet-smelling savor unto him. So he takes all of our prayers and somehow bottles them up. Say, explain that. I don't know. I'm just telling you what it says. But I know he smells them and it gets to him. And it surrounds him. The Bible says he has hands that he handles. In John chapter 10 and verse 28, it's told that I'm placed in the hand of God. No one can get me out. The very hands that created the world are the hands of my God. Then it says he has feet and he walks. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. In verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So we're told to walk in the Spirit. Why? Because when we walk in the Spirit, we walk with God. Amos 3:3. How can two walk together except they be agreed? Right? If Chase and I are going to walk together, what do we have to do? We have to be side by side. We have to be together. We can't walk together and be apart. So how can I walk with the Lord? How can I, if I walk in the Spirit, therefore I'm walking with God. God walks with me. Ephesians chapter 5. If that's true then, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, be therefore followers of God as dear children. I follow along with him. And we walk together. To follow someone means to come in behind. This afternoon we were driving to the cemetery and we had people following us. When I turn, they turn. When I go straight, they go straight. When I stop, they stop. Why? Because they're following. When we walk together with the Lord, as he walks with us, when he stops, we stop. When He turns, we turn. And that's how we go. Because He walks with us. Go back to Psalm 115. So in this passage is this false god described in comparison to our God. It says that they have mouths, but they speak not. My God speaks to me. Eyes have they, but they see not. My God sees me. They have ears, but they hear not. My God hears me. Noses have they, but they smell not. My God bottles up my prayers, and it's a sweet-smelling incense unto Him around the throne of God. They have hands, but they handle not. God has actually placed me in His hand. Feet have they, but they walk not. Oh, that I would just walk with Him. Neither speak they through their throat. He goes on in verse 9 and says, Israel, trust thou in the Lord. O house of Aaron, trust thou in the Lord. And as I was reading this, my message was beginning to break down a little bit. And then I came to verse 11. Ye that fear the Lord. I'm like, hey, that's me. I'm not of the house of Aaron. I'm not of the... But I do fear the Lord. Trust Him, for He is their help and their shield. There's been many examples of people that have feared the Lord and trusted Him. Esther. Look at Esther chapter 4. You have a Schofield Bible. It's on page 561 to help you. How's that? Nehemiah, Esther. Esther chapter 4 and verse 4. So Esther's maids made her chamberlain came and told it her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take it away his sackcloth, but he received it not. And if we read through here, wait. If we read through, look at verse 14. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? There was a time when the kingdom, the people of Israel were about to be destroyed. God was going to allow this. And Esther stood up for not only the people, but for God Himself. And she had courage. Why? Because she trusted and feared God more than man. And I read stories like that, and it stirs in my heart. There was one that as they prepared, they fasted, they got ready for it, they put off the works of the flesh, and Esther goes on behalf for such a time as this. Not fearing man. I thought, do I fear man? Or do I trust God? Nehemiah. Look at Nehemiah, just a book back, chapter 2, and verse 20. Then answered I them, and said unto them, the God of heaven, He will prosper us. This is Nehemiah declaring, with every naysayer around him, therefore we His servants will arise and build, but ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. Feared God more than man. So with our life, do we trust Him? Do we trust the Lord? Do we trust Him so much that our life brings glory to God? Or is it about me? As we finish Psalm 115. Is Samuel here? Samuel, did he go out? Sam, can you go out? Get out. Sammy's helping us locate our pizza. I'm getting a call from a number I don't know. That's why. I could take it here, but that would be weird. All right, very good. Okay, so where I was going with this. How many of you... I'm just going to skip to it. We all struggle with this. And every now and then we need a friend to help us. Help us glorify God with our life. Because sometimes throughout life, we get consumed with us. And we build the little idols, and the idol's us. And what's more important is how I feel rather than what God is doing. We need the friend to come by and say, hey, let me help you. I'm not trying to beat you up tonight. I'm just trying to help you. To remind you that your life is to glorify God. That's where we started this year, and that's where we'll end. To glorify the Lord. Psalm 115 and verse 12. The Lord hath been mindful of us. What does that mean? Lord knows who we are. He knows our circumstance. He's aware. He's mindful. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Little person, you hear that? You do right, and he'll bless you. Say, in what way? In God's way. He's aware of us. Look at Psalm 136. You all right, Jacob? Ooh. Psalm 136, 23. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. God remembers us. He's mindful of us. He remembered us in our low estate. Psalm 67. Last verse. Psalm 67 and verse 7. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. So how can you make such claims? Just remind God of what he said. God, you told me that if I trust you and fear you, that you'll bless me. Does that mean a bigger bank account? No, that means his guidance through your life. The blessings of God does not always equate with physical things. Many times the blessings of God are related through the character of God that makes us right. Psalm 115. Last verse. Psalm 115 verse 18 says, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Say, what do you want? Well, for me, I want to glorify God from this time forth and forevermore. I want our church to glorify God from this time forth and forevermore. Regardless of the circumstance. See, 2018 was tough. 2019, I hate to say it, might be rougher. 2020 might drop off the map. Say, there's no possible... Oh, yes. It could. Does that mean we don't glorify God? No, we glorify God in it all. Because it's not about us. He does what he pleases. And we're thankful to be part of it. And we will handle ourselves wisely and right throughout all of it. And if we get a little squirrely, we have each other to help set each other straight. That's what good friends do. Some are lost causes. But most of us can help each other. No. We help each other. And we invite more people to get in on it. We're not going to close the doors and say, you weren't here when we went through, therefore you can't ever be part. No, come on in. Because from this day forevermore, we're going to praise the Lord. And the more, the merrier. Ever hear that? My mom used to say that all the time. Every Sunday afternoon, we would invite people. She'd invite people over to our house for sauce. She'd make sauce. Not every Sunday, but a lot of Sundays. Where's Rhonda? A lot of Sundays. And we'd sit around, and people would just come to our house. And she had, more the merrier. No, as the young boy, but yes. Hey, let's praise the Lord together. The more the merrier. From this day forth, even forevermore. Regardless of what happens, we're to glorify God. Let's all stand. I'll be honest, I don't know how people do it without the hope of God and the blessings of God and the strength of God and the friends of God. I'm just glad I got it. Glad I got it, and I'm glad we're here together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for, Lord, an opportunity to be able to glorify you. Lord, I pray that as we dismiss now and have a time of fellowship, Lord, I pray that you bless the food to our bodies, but Lord, may we encourage one another and help one another to glorify you. That it be all about you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we fear you and we trust you. God, for your glory, we ask that you bless us. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, church. Have a good night.